In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In today's Gospel, we read the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. And we're told that the rich man is clothed in purple and fine linen, and he feasted sumptuously every day. This may have been an indication that our Lord was making reference to the priesthood, because certainly in that time, the Jewish priest would wear fine clothes, fine purple and linen. We don't know that for sure, but certainly there comes at the end also this phrase about listening to the prophets and not hearing what they say. Abraham says to Lazarus, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead. And this we can see perhaps that he is prophesying his own death and resurrection. That God has sent into the Jewish nation Moses, one of the greatest of the prophets, and all the prophets, to warn, to call Israel back to repentance, to bring them back to the pastures of their father. And time and again, they have rebelled and gone away. And so it's perhaps a clear message that our Lord is sending to those leaders of the Jewish people who still were those who had hardened hearts and were not listening to the meaning of what was written in the scriptures. But I think it also lays a certain foundation for us today. It has a particular meaning for us. If we look at what the rich man did, what do we see? Yes, he was rich. Yes, he had great feasts. He had fine food. He wore fine clothes. But the scripture doesn't say that he kicked Lazarus as he walked out. It doesn't say that he had him removed from his gates. It doesn't say that he denied Lazarus the scraps that fell from the table. He didn't mistreat Lazarus in any way. So why was our Lord then saying that he was now burning in the flames? What did he do wrong? What he did wrong is he failed to see Lazarus. He failed to see his brother. He failed to take care of him. So his sin was not something that he acted on. His sin was a sin of omission. He didn't do what God had placed him there to do. It says that Lazarus, maybe from poor nutrition or from being exposed to the elements, we don't know, but he had sores all over him. And he was so weak that the dogs would come and lick his sores, and he was pestered by them. He didn't have the energy to shoo them away. He was in a miserable state. Just a few yards away, the rich man enjoyed his dinners. Now, at that time, there were no forks and knives, there were no spoons, and the people would wash their hands before the meal, and then they would eat with their hands. And as their hands became soiled, they would be given extra bread, and they would use the bread as a napkin to wipe their hands on the bread, and then they would discard that piece of bread. So when it talks about Lazarus longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table, it would have been these big scraps of bread that they would discard after they'd wiped the grease from their hands on the bread. And it says, then came a day when Lazarus died, and he was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. Now, the dress of that day was more or less a tunic that was fastened with a type of a belt or a girdle, if you were. It's a kind of a wide piece. And when they would go to the market, sometimes the men would pull their tunics up so it would form kind of a pouch that they could carry things in. This was the bosom. This is what they referred to as the bosom. So when we see that he's being placed in Abraham's bosom, he's being placed in Abraham's arms. Abraham is carrying him as a child. But it says that the rich man died, and he went to Hades. He went to hell, and he was in torment. He was in the flames. He was burning. And some believe that indeed there will be torment for those who do not go to heaven. Let's reflect for a moment on where is the source of that torment. Is our God the God of vengeance, who would want to torment someone because of an act of omission? Is our God a vengeful God? That's the question that is posed to us in this reading. Because we see, indeed, the rich man is begging for just a drop of water. Think of it this way, brothers and sisters. Have you ever wanted something so bad? And you had this longing, this burning inside for that thing that you wanted. Or maybe you had a crush on someone and you wanted to establish a relationship with this person and you had this burning desire to be with that person, to go on dates with that person, to get to know that person. Or maybe it was simply a piece of chocolate cake that was up on top of the refrigerator and you couldn't reach it. And you were just standing there looking at it and wanting that chocolate cake and just burning inside with desire. It is perhaps that interior burning that our Lord is talking about here. Because when we come to the end of our life here on this earth, we will understand clearly that God made us to be with Him forever. And He invites us, and He gives us the pathway, which is Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life, our Lord says. Christ is the pathway that leads to the Father. And He invites us, come. Come and be with me. Enter into my kingdom and be one with me forever. It is our choice whether we take that path or whether we take another path. And when we take another path and we end up at the end of that path, realizing I'm not going to be with God. And all these things I was looking for, the fine clothing, the sumptuous meals, the great houses, all the power and wealth of this world, that really wasn't what I wanted after all. What I was looking for was God the Father. And in that moment, in that realization, at the last moment of our life, when we see clearly, none of this will ever satisfy me. I see clearly now what will satisfy me. That is God the Father. But I've cut myself off. Abraham replies to the rich man. He says, there's a chasm that has been set between here and there. We cannot cross to you. You cannot cross to us. That chasm is a chasm that is fixed in our hearts. When we seek other things above our Lord, when we seek material wealth, when we seek fine living, fine dining above our Lord. And brothers and sisters, we do have to recall that this was not a commission of sin on the part of the rich man. It was an omission. He omitted to see his brother Lazarus in need. And from that, we can better examine our own lives, the times when we have failed to see those around us in need, and we have failed to respond to their needs. And there are many different needs. Food, clothing, shelter, those are the primary ones. But there's also a need to be loved, a need to be accepted, a need to be part of community. In those times when we don't recognize those who are in our midst, those who God has placed in our path, and when we don't give them the love that God has asked us to give them, those are times when we too commit sins of omission. At the end here, the rich man says, Father Abraham, please send someone to warn my brothers. Father Abraham says, no, now is the time for them to listen. To listen to what the prophets and Moses have to say. And for us today, this is our time to listen to what the gospel has to say. He said, no, Father Abraham, they won't listen. But if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent. Brothers and sisters, we have someone who has risen from the dead. And he calls us. And he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.